Sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it. We got it. Flea market. Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape everybody.
Oh my god!
Yes, everybody, it's time to go. It's time to start the Distorted View show. Da 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 da. I see a little silhouette of a fag. Timmy Boo, can he do the Fandango? Yes, Timmy Mercury. Back for another episode of Distorted View Daily.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Bisexual. Bisexual. I want to ride a bisexual. I want to fuck him hard. I want to plow a man and girl. I want them both right now. Look, I don't think that's how the song Bicycle goes, actually. I only know that first part. Bicycle. Listen, I gotta gain control of the show here. I do have a great show for you. DV listener Corey submitted a bunch of great stuff. Of course, Corey, great longtime listener and contributor. He's the host of Butt Fudge Sunday. He used to air every week on the Super Freak Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. You can listen to all of the archives, by the way, if you sign up. And he still does Butt Fudge Sunday when he can. But, you know, he has a real job. Anyway, he sent in a great clip of an old man screaming while getting an enema. Apparently, there was a young guy in the hospital, and the person next to him in his hospital room, you know, because the hospital room has like two beds, was an old man, and the nurse pulled the curtain and administered an enema to the old guy, and so the young guy whipped out his phone because, you know, what he heard was horrifying, and to be honest, very funny. Take a listen. This is an old man getting an enema, okay? You don't like it. Do enemas really hurt that bad? There's something wrong with this guy.
Okay. Thank you.
That's enough. Rest.
Oh, dear. Don't do that. Don't do that to me.
Is that it? No. There was a short break and then it continued. Guy should have recorded when the enema actually started working. The guy had to like shit everything out because he was obviously backed up. That's why the nurses gave him the enema. Actually, I have audio here of another man receiving an enema.
Oh God. Oh my god! Yeah. Oh, easy! Let me just sit on it.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Bounce on that fucker.
Yeah! Oh, stay right there.
Is that the doctor saying bounce on it?
Oh my god! Oh, easy! Oh, more.
You better check to make sure that doctor's licensed.
More.
Oh, really backed up.
Easy, oh yes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. A lot of people in that operating room.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. God. Oh, God. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, shit.
It's not a guy getting an enema. It's a guy getting fisted. It actually sounds very similar to the man getting the enema.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Rest. And then, of course, just sit on it. Come on. Yeah. Got a goddamn tree up my butt. All right, moving on now. Alexis K. Tyler has returned. We talked about her yesterday, I believe. She was very concerned about the smell coming from guys' balls and dick. Believe it or not, she has posted another video about washing your damn nuts. This is a subject that's near and dear to her heart.
Look, man, don't get mad at me. Don't get upset with me. I am only the messenger. Now, you is not going to shoot the messenger. Not me. I'm just doing what the people said, and I'm killing the people, but they won't. They told me to tell you to wash downtown in your crack from the front
to the back.
Okay? That's all I'm doing. I ain't trying to call no enemies. I ain't trying to fuss and fight. Don't get upset with me. Get upset with the guys and the girls who told me your business, because they said when you open your legs and do your exercises, said it smelled like somebody done hit them with some mustard gas, man. Can't even hardly get their breath. Start wheezing and falling all over. I can't take it, because you know I told you I ran into somebody today, had my eyes watering so bad. And I offered y'all, I said this is a special introductory offer. You need to catch this before supplies run out. You get your rag, the special rag, I done prayed over there, then you get your soap. I brushed it and rubbed on it. You need to get this here. And you know what, ladies, start carrying this in your back pocket. That's what you do.
So Alexis K. Tyler's tip is for ladies to carry a bar of soap and a washcloth. So in case they encounter a man with some mustard gassy nuts, they can pin them down and wash them up, I guess.
They ain't got to know you walking up on them with it. So if you get up on them with it and them fumes come up out of the bottom region or the middle region of their area and they man quarters and they hind quarters, instead of them smelling like a stallion, they smell like, man, a rotten stand. You even like garbage is in the truck or something. Just carry this and hit them at the last minute. And if they ain't in a position where you can just push this on them and anoint them with the soap and water, this is some stank be gone spray. Just go around in a circle and spray 360 degrees.
So now she has a spray bottle filled with some sort of Lysol or something.
Hit them in the middle. Hit them right here. Down, down, down. Just go all the way around. Just spray everywhere until you can diffuse where that odor.
You know there's Clorox in there, right?
And mustard.
It's bleach.
Gas and atomic bomb that is coming from down there in the yum yum can disappear. Mm-hmm. Now that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to help. You got a problem? You got a comment about it? I'm even making a special bath for you. Hell, we can tie it all in so that I can contribute to eliminating the problem.
Yeah, that's what I was saying yesterday. Alexis K. Tyler has that line of hair care products and I don't know what else she's selling, makeup or something. Why not sell some, you know, de-stinkify your nuts? Some ball wash.
More questions? You got them? I got the answer. Spray him when you see him. Attack his man region with this must be gone. Have mercy. I'll see you next time. We gotta give the people what they want. And I want to anoint these men's mid region and wash away all of the musk and funk today.
Fucking nuts, man.
China,
you know what? what? Alexis K. Tyler is like 90 and senile. She's going to be in a nursing home. And she's going to be one of those crazy people that you see, and they're talking to themselves, and they're screaming. You can see this old lady out of nowhere just going, vagina power!
Ooh!
Yeah. Finally, before we get into the news, one more clip for you. I don't really play prank audio too often, but this one's kind of funny because Halloween is just around the corner. I need to whip out my Target skeleton audio clips. Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face. Blah! I still have that Halloween skeleton hanging in my house. I have a door that goes to the garage, and there's a bunch of like dog leashes and stuff that I have hanging on that door, and then also the skeleton. So he's there year round. Although he's looking a little tore up because his limbs get stuck in the door occasionally. Like when you open the door, the skeleton sort of like shifts, and sometimes like his hand gets caught in the door, so he's missing chunks of his feet. He looks like a diabetes victim. Or, you know, suffering from gangrene or something. Like, he's missing a foot on one of his legs, and then half of his leg on the other side, and then his arm's not looking so good either. But, yeah, he's always there. The dogs are fucking scared of him. I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts! Blah! Or whatever. It's retarded. All right, so what am I talking about here? Oh, Halloween. So, this guy decided to scare the shit out of his sister, who is deathly afraid of Michael Myers, the guy from Halloween, right? And so he puts on the Michael Myers mask, has a bloody knife, and he's going to scare the shit out of his sibling.
This is a Halloween mask.
And you are very gay. All right, why aren't there any gay monsters? Like gay horror monsters?
This is a knife with fake blood. And my sister is terrified of Michael Myers.
All right, so, you know, the girl is in her house. It's late at night. He's going to start banging on the door and then let himself in and scare the fuck out of her. All right, she's getting up to get the door. Oh, actually, he was knocking on her window, right? That had a bunch of blinds, so she opened the blinds. Now she's in the bathroom. She's hiding in the bathtub.
Michael!
She's screaming, Michael? Oh my god, the brother is like grabbing her by the neck and pushing her up again into the bath. Oh, he's gonna give up the joke here. He's gonna have a fucking heart attack. Take off the mask if you want her to stop screaming.
Is it blood spilling everywhere?
Fucking asshole.
Now she's crying. What was that?
Fucking bitch!
My sister would have the same reaction. She hates that fucking Michael. She hates the music too, the piano.
Michael, get please take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
He won't take the mask off. What an asshole.
It's a mask.
All right, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Help support the program. Sign up for the sideshow. It benefits both of us because you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this show since December 2004. Have most of the years of the show zipped up, so you guys can just download a fuck ton of programs all at once. I think we're up to like 2011 with the Zipped archives. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one yesterday. I did about 20 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow I've got an exclusive show for you. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideShow.com. If you sign up for a monthly, I will send you, you know, some bumper stickers if you give me your address. If you sign up for a yearly, I will also, in addition to the bumper stickers, send you off a poster. All right. Three quick stories. Then we will get the hell out of here. First up, more controversy surrounding 50 Shades of Grey. Fans of the book are worried now that the unorthodox sexual practices depicted in the erotic bestseller could face a backlash thanks to the upcoming trial of a man accused of abusing his wife who says they were simply engaging in S&M. This might be a distorted view update because I seem to recall a story that we read a few weeks ago about a man and a woman. And the woman, she signed a contract, basically, becoming his slave. And then they got married. She wanted a divorce at some point. And now that she wants a divorce, she's saying that she was abused. Ed Begley. Really? Ed Begley? No, Ed, not Junior, just the original Ed Begley. Ed Begley faces a federal trial early next year on 11 counts of abuse against a woman authorities say he groomed to be his sex slave. Now prosecutors plan to present consensual, though violent, acts between Begley and his own wife Marilyn as evidence that Begley has a history of sexually assaulting women. Look, there's something wrong with us as a society when we can't beat the fuck out of people that want to be beaten up. I'm sorry. If you get off on guys slapping you around and you find a guy who's willing to beat the shit out of you, and I'm guessing it doesn't take a lot of work to find a guy who'd be willing to throw a few punches your way. There should be nothing wrong with that, but you can't agree to it and then later say it was abuse. You know what I mean? That's like consenting to sex and then saying, oh, I was raped. You can't change history unless you're a politician. They somehow managed to do that. All right, defense attorneys plan to show evidence of sadistic sexual assaults, and S&M advocates fear that will cause a negative public reaction to their lifestyle choices, which have come to public attention partly because of E.L. James's book. Some worry the government's assertion, could open up people who practice bondage, dominance, sadism, and masochism, or BDSM, to criminal charges for consensual acts they're already performing, said Susan Wright. Yeah, the problem is, they're consenting to it, and then later on they change their mind. It's a woman's prerogative. That's what they always say, right? It's fucking bullshit. Women have got, women have it too easy. God, they get away with fucking murder. Seriously, women can get away with anything. And the only thing that we're asking of them is, to accept lower wages when it comes to, their job or career. And, to be objectified. Small price to pay for otherwise getting whatever the hell you want. Ed Begley, 45, of Lebanon, Missouri, is accused of grooming a young woman to be his sex slave starting in 2002, then keeping her captive for years while making money from her images. Smart businessman. Yes, he kept her captive and made money from her images on fetish internet sites and forcing her to work as a dancer at a strip club. Was all in the contract. She agreed to it. Marilyn Begley, 47. Ew. Who wants to pay for a 47-year-old stripper? She's charged... Marilyn Begley, 47, is charged with 5 counts, including sex trafficking and forcing labor trafficking. I'm trying to figure out who Mary Begley is. I guess that's his wife. They were in cahoots together? I thought he made... his wife the sex slave, but I guess there was like they made a young girl. I don't understand this news story. Can someone call it and explain it to me? Marilyn Begley, 47, is charged with 5 counts, including sex trafficking and forced labor trafficking. Both have pleaded not guilty and are scheduled for trial in February. So Marilyn's in trouble too. She's one of the bad people in the news story. I wish they would just summarize it. Good people, and then they list the name. Bad people. Why isn't there a highlights for children for news? You know what I mean? If these news stories could be presented in a Goofus and Gallant cartoon format, it would really help me out. All right. So, the husband and wife are in big trouble. Marilyn Bailey's consent to the sexual assault by the defendant does not change whether the acts legally constitute assault or not, prosecutors wrote in court documents. Pursuant to the Missouri State Assault Statute, consent is not a defense to assault resulting in serious physical injury. The case came to light in early 2009 after the woman, which was way before fucking 50 Shades of Grey, hit it big. All right, the case came to light in early 2009 after the woman, then 23, was hospitalized after what prosecutors said was a torture session. Then U.S. Attorney Beth Phillips called the case one of the most horrific ever prosecuted in the district. Advocates for the BDSM community say even the most brutal acts detailed in Bagley's federal indictment are not criminal acts as long as there was consent. So there you go. All right, second story we have for you today. Fuck these news stories. They're way too complex for my tiny little brain to comprehend. I'm just going to start doing the weather. I'm going to play some, you know, cum farts at the beginning of the show, give your five-day forecast, do some voicemails, and call it a day. All right, second story we have for you today. A 16-year-old pizza delivery boy raped a woman after dropping off her pie. A baby-faced pizza delivery boy savagely raped a woman in her Upper West Side apartment today while her young daughter slept next to her in bed. She was in a food coma after eating all that pizza. I want him put away. I want the world to know he raped me while my 7-year-old was asleep next to me, the distraught woman said tearfully during an interview. He violated us. It's disgusting. Like, the girl was asleep. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. Violated us. All right, it's bad enough. You know, I understand. It's horrible. You were raped. But you don't have to try to, you know, amp up, you know, the sympathy by saying, oh, he violated us. He did nothing to that kid. She was asleep. All right, he violated us. It's disgusting. Only I can somehow find a way to kind of defend the rapist. You know what I mean? Whenever I read these rape stories, there's always a line or two that makes me pissed off at the victim. He violated us. It's disgusting roaming around apartments looking to hurt people while you're working. Yeah, he got paid. He got paid to rape a woman. Dream job. Suspect Caesar Lucas, 16. Of the Bronx, allegedly prowled the 35-year-old victim's West 61st Street building. Now, again, I've said this before, it's horrible to be raped, but, you know, a 16-year-old found you attractive enough to forcibly have sex with you. That's you know, kind of flattering. All right, yes, after delivering a pie to another person on her floor at about 12:30 a.m., law enforcement sources said he tried a few doorknobs until he found the victims unlocked and went inside. Quote, my daughter and I sleep in the same bed, and I was raped while she was sleeping next to me. Okay, that is a little creepy. He covered my mouth and told me to be quiet. He said, shh. Sexy. He put his finger over her mouth. Shh, baby. I'm gonna rock your world, whether you want this or not. I kicked him and pushed him. He was a little guy. The suspect eventually fled, taking the woman's iPhone, adding insult to injury, and $20 from her daughter's wallet. Oh, for the fuck's sake. I'm so angry. He just fucked everything up, she said, spoken like a true New Yorker. How dare he come into my room? He was looking around my apartment. How scary. The victim was shaken by the horrific ordeal. I'm scared. I want to sleep with a chain on. Wait a second. Why would you chain yourself to a bed? It's just easier for the rapist to do what he needs to do. And I'm going to keep the door locked, she said. Oh, I'm going to sleep with the chain maybe on the door? Well, of course you should lock your fucking door. It's New York. That's another reason I'm pissed off at this stupid victim. That's right. The rapist was just going door to door trying to find something that was open. And he found one. It's your own stupid fucking fault for leaving the door unlocked. In New York City. New York City. Talking about paste picante sauce. All right, where are we at here? He worked at the shop part-time on weekend nights for about a year, said a coworker, adding, he's a good kid. Yeah, you just found out he's a rapist. Why would you add that? You know, he's a good kid. The victim wasn't buying it at all. These assholes are gonna say he's a good kid. I want that pizzeria to pay. Lucas was charged with rape and burglary. Rubble, rubble. All right, second story. He's the Hamburglar. He's the pizza burglar. All right, final story we have for you today. Wondering about today's album artwork? Wonder no more. Meet the teenage girl who transformed herself into a living cartoon character. With her enormous glassy eyes, purple hair, and coquettish pose, this girl could have stepped from the scene of a Japanese anime film. Anime fan Anastasia Shapinga has transformed herself into a living cartoon character, complete with miniature waist, vividly colored hair, and a defined pout. Originally from the Ukraine, the 19-year-old takes style inspiration from the cartoons and computer animations that have a huge following in Japan, and has even adopted a Japanese name, Fukakumi. That's spelled F-U-K-K-A, kind of like fuck, right? And then C-U-M-I, like come. Fukakumi. Fukakumi. Anime characters often feature huge eyes and heads that are disproportionately large in comparison to their body. Shapinga or whatever, who is just 5 feet 2 inches tall, is already reported to have slimmed down to just over 6 stone, which is like 30 pounds, I think. My conversion could be a little off there. In her attempts to resemble a living anime character, if you go on YouTube, you can find all sorts of makeup tutorials to how to, you know, make yourself look more like an anime character. I should totally do that for Halloween. Who am I kidding? I don't have the figure to look like an anime character. All right. The teenager, who has over 10,000 fans on Facebook, also posts videos on YouTube demonstrating how she applies her makeup. Oh, maybe we've seen these. One clip in which Shapinga reveals to fans how she achieves her flowery fairy look has been watched more than 150,000 times. By, like, horny nerds. Shapinga is not the first young girl to take her style inspiration from the world of fantasy. American Dakota Rose, or Coty Coty, has been dubbed the real-life Barbie thanks to her doe-eyed stare and dainty proportions. The teenager has amassed a global audience by posting fashion and beauty tutorials on YouTube. So there you go. If you want to look like an anime character, this is the type of girl that's going to get raped by a pizza delivery boy. Or anyone at Comic-Con. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then get the hell out of here. I just saw a post my mom wrote on Facebook. You know, I basically have two Facebook accounts. One for Distorted View. That's the fan page or the group page or whatever that anyone can like. And then I've got a personal account. Originally, it was just going to be for my real-life friends, but I slowly started letting some listeners join. Although, I have no problem unfriending you. If you're a dick to me on my personal page, like my personal Facebook account, if we're just joking around and having a good time, that's one thing. But if you're constantly calling me a fag and, you know, tagging all of my pictures as being, you know, a fat ass or, you know, I just unfriend you and you're not ever going to see my page again. But at any rate, so I posted a funny picture, you know, just a stupid picture. I found this box for Microsoft Windows 3.1, and I talked about how, while all you idiots were waiting in line for the iPhone, I was getting the, you know, the new Windows version or whatever, and I looked like a total, you know, spaz, all excited about my Windows 3.1. And my mom added the comment, "Oh my God, look what I brought into this world." I thought that was kind of funny. She's always trolling around my Facebook page. So everyone who's my friend on Facebook, be on your best behavior. Patty Henson is in the house. All right, now let's do a couple voicemails here.
Hey, Tim. I used to listen to you back when you were on Tell Me, and back then you were having some drama with some guy who had, like, a show on there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. His name may have been, like, Gordon. He was, like, a fucktard.
Yes.
Anyway, Gordon. I was just wondering if you could, like, tell on here, like, now what happened with all that. Okay, I sound like a fucking dick, so I'm going to get off here now. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a lot of drama back in the Tell Me days. Look, I was very young, and I really thought I was better than everyone else, which I was, by the way. And so I was the very first person on Tell Me to come up with this idea to do a telephone show. It's my brilliant idea that made me, I think, over the, 3 years that I did, I think I made maybe $300. Someone advertised for a while. But, you know, a lot of people listen. I managed to get a lot of listeners. Most of the people were blind, I guess. There's a service called 1-800-555-TELL. I don't think it exists anymore. And you could get weather, stock quotes, movie listings, all that shit, right? And they had a system where you could create, you know, if you were smart and a programmer, you could figure out a way to, do stuff. And I figured out a way to, you know, record an MP3 file and have their service ping my service and grab the file or whatever. And it was like a little radio show. They had a 5-minute limit. Because it was a free 1-800 number. You call in, and they didn't want people staying on all day, so they had a 5-minute limit. So my show was basically 5 minutes long. And after I started, a bunch of other people, you know, thought, oh, well, this is a great idea. And so there were a bunch of copycats. And that's fine, but then, of course, you know, they wanted to get attention. So they started, you know, messing around with me so I would talk about them. And that created a few feuds. Jason from The Jason Show was one of those copycats, and also this guy Gordon. And Gordon, I guess, was blind, and my listeners my listeners would torture this guy. They found out his phone number. They were just unrelenting. And, you know, he tried to shut me down many times, but, you know, saying I was harassing him or something. I don't remember exactly. It's been so long. But it didn't work out for him. I don't know where he's at. I can't remember his last name. And I don't think Gordon was his real name either. I don't know. It was ages ago.
Hey, Tim, do you want to lick my tangy?
Okay, no.
Hey,
I know who that guy is.
This is Lifetime Sideshow with Jesus. And you were talking about...
No, I'm going to say he's black. If you're new to the program, I didn't just call him a nigger. He calls in all the time and says
about
that.
How you heard...
That word I will not say.
Some of your teachers talking about... their teachers not allowing them to use their left hands.
Yeah, long time
and,
ago. Sure.
My stepdad, when he went to school, they would beat him for using his left hand. He was
Damn.
Left-handed, and they told him it was the devil's hand.
Yeah, I heard that too. When I was in high school, my teachers would tell me that when they were in school, that the same thing would happen.
Which doesn't really make sense, but...
I've never met someone that is left-handed that had good penmanship. You know what I mean? Like, the handwriting, my handwriting is awful. So maybe there's something to it.
Hey, Tim, Britt Brat here.
Hi, Britt.
I'm just calling regarding the Reddit subreddit of Distorted View. Whenever you announce the name of it, you fuck it up. It's reddit.com/r/distortedview, not reddit.com/distortedview.
No, it's distortedview.reddit.com. You can get to it that way. Well, you know, before you call in and tell me that I'm doing something wrong, why don't you just double-check? You should double-check your facts. Yes, you can get to it by going to reddit.com/r/distortedview, right? But isn't it just easier to say distortedview.reddit.com because that also works and there's not so many slashes and stupid shit that you have to type in? People are more used to, you know, that format of a URL. Distorted view, like, you know, a subdomain, domain.com. That just makes sense. My listeners are so fucking stupid. They, any opportunity to bitch at me, even when they have no reason to, or they're wrong.
Number seven, press
what?
One now.
What
press
is that?
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Gary LaGorgile out in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Something occurred to me recently. We have the Bristol chart, of course, numbers. Yes. 1 through 7. I wanted to know what a Bristol Levenge is.
well, okay. Levenge is the number between 2 and 3. A Bristol 1 is just nuggets, right? Little turdlets. A Bristol 2 is the turdlets stuck together, and a 3 is like a more smooth, I guess. Those turdlets have really just come together in a snake-like fashion. So it would be like, there'd still be turdlets, but it would be more smooth. I would think that it's still a little chunky and little bits of it would fall off. So if you've got like a flaky, if you've got a snake turd, but you also see that it's like shedding, right? Like, there's like, you know, little remnants of other turds, or it's like flaking off or something. I guess that would be a Bristol Levenge. I guess. I don't know. All right, listen, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Because they said when you open your legs and do your exercises, said it smelled like somebody done hit them with some mustard gas, man.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I'll see you back to end the week on Friday. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends.
Well, thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this delight.
Hey, Bernice and Joy, tell everyone which power wheelchair got you to the Grand Canyon.
I'm around.